This is the podcast to listen to when you are being so fucking hard on yourself for quote unquote not doing enough. And in this moment, while watching and listening to this episode, you realize it's not that you are not actually doing enough. You are actually doing the best you can. In fact, it is the programming of the productivity guilt that is ruining your life and ruining the way that you feel about yourself. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping. This is a little late night session. If you are in the Soul in Progress community, you can see the video right now. The exclusive video is on the Soul in Progress community, which is just like such a fun place for us skinny dippers, us vulnerable, sensitive humans to bond and talk about mental health and spirituality or what's just like going on with our lives, the growing pains that we are experiencing. That's all going to be in the Soul in Progress community linked below. And also, that's where you can watch the video. But if you're watching the video, you can see that it's late night. I just got back from dance and I was like, I need to fucking record this episode because I've had this episode in my notes since December and it is now February. And the reason that I feel like this episode has taken so long is because I myself have struggled with the embodiment of letting myself be free of the productivity guilt that I impose upon myself. And today was just such a beautiful day where I truly embodied all the lessons that I've been learning around productivity guilt because I did literally nothing. I had so much to do. I needed to pack for Canada. I needed to do work. I needed to record. I needed to film this, do that, call this person, sort this out. I should have moved my body. I should have meditated, right? We get in all these shoulds. And I decided to lay in bed and fucking chill because it was a rainy day out. And I genuinely felt like my body was so tired. And today was one of the first times ever that I realized that I can be lazy and not be guilty. Being lazy is not a bad thing. And today, this is the podcast to listen to if you feel like you become so hard on yourself for quote unquote not being good enough because you're not doing enough. And I really think this episode is going to help you today with your own productivity guilt. And I'm just so grateful because me 2-3 years ago could never even imagined me having a chill down day without me making it mean that there was something wrong. Because what happens when I have a day where I feel like I need to rest or I'm really tired, or I'm really burnt out, I make it mean that something's wrong with me or wrong with my mental health or, you know, that like my life sucks or something like that. And it's like, okay, a day where it's low stimulation and low dopamine is sometimes exactly what you need in order to pull back the arrow as the huntress you are and shoot you into the new expansive quantum leaping version of yourself. Sometimes you need that low stimulation, that low dopamine before the explosive expansion that you are going to experience. And if you are new here, this is Skinny Dipping the podcast. We just jumped right into it as we usually do, where we dive into the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. And the reason that I say actionable is because I want to give you tools. I don't want to just talk about all of this in theory. I want you to have the tools that you need to have that aha moment. And that aha moment is what this season of the era of the Phoenix is all about, is the true transformation, because change happens over time, but transformation can happen fucking instantly. You just click, you just get it. You're like, oh my God, it's an aha moment. It's an embodiment moment. And we are in the era of the Phoenix because I am about to turn 25 in like a month, a couple weeks, whenever this airs. And I'm just like so sick and tired of being a version of myself that I think is palatable to other people, a version of myself that is smaller and more chewable, so it's easier for others. I'm just so fucking sick and tired of it. So the embodiment of the Phoenix is I'm going to be bright. I'm going to be burning. Sometimes I'm going to be fucking chaotic and into my fire, and I'm no longer apologizing for it. We're fucking owning it, owning who we are on all levels, knowing that each one of us, you and me included, are beings that are multidimensional, multifaceted, and multi-layered. And those things that maybe make us feel complicated actually are what make us so unique, so special. And living into that purpose is what is going to make us feel most fulfilled, is when we're truly being our fucking selves. So shout out to you guys. I love you so much. If you are new, I'm Kayla Rose, your host of Skinny Dipping. Hit the subscribe button or the follow button on whatever platform you are listening on, because it really helps me out. You are so fucking inherently worthy, and that is the message that we are stepping into today. But how do we embody it? How do we get rid of this productivity guilt that is holding us back? It's holding you back from your truest potential, feeling bad about resting, feeling bad about being burnt out, feeling bad about low stimulation or low dopamine. You're making it mean that there's all these stories, that it's a negative thing, when in fact, it's just a part of life. What I want you to see is that us as humans have cycles, especially anybody with a moon, a period, a hormonal cycle, an infridian rhythm. I don't want to just say women because I know it extends past women. Anybody with a cycle understands that we have periods in the month where we are ovulating and we have all this energy and it's just so exciting. And then we have periods where sometimes we don't even want to fucking live because we have all these intrusive thoughts, because we're having this depletion of dopamine and serotonin and all these hormones and chemicals within our body. And I've been learning how to truly live with my cycles rather than against them. And I think that's been one of the greatest things in letting go of my productivity guilt. The number one thing that I will say that I want to start with is to stop fucking shaming yourself. Please, please, I'm begging you. Because we all do it. We all shame ourselves for not doing enough. It's something that we are taught. And we need to understand that this programming is not innate. It is not our soul telling us that something is wrong. It is the programming of literal capitalism. Because if we are worker bees who believe that our worth is based on our productivity, then capitalism thrives, and some people out there make a lot of money off of us hating ourselves. And when we learn that that is the programming, we can begin to question it. We can begin to ask ourselves, okay, but do I really feel this way about myself? Do I really feel bad about not doing anything? Or am I just taught to feel bad about not doing something? Was I taught by school or my parents or my primary caregivers or society or the internet? Was I told that if I am not doing something all the time, if I am not constantly producing, constantly working towards money, then I am worthless. I should feel bad about myself. Oh. It's the structure that we are raised in. We see it in school from a very young age with grades. We see us being graded on how smart we are, when in fact those grades are never a measure of our capability or our intelligence, but rather just our ability to memorize information. We see it in college apps where we are forced to put our entire personality, maybe even our traumas and our life stories, into an essay that is meant to show a part of us, but not too much. And it must be perfect, but not too honest, and vulnerable, but not too personal. We are taught to put ourselves in a box, and then, oh, if you fit the box, then you can get a scholarship. And then if you go and you get the scholarship, if you don't get the scholarship, if you fit in a box and we really like you, then we will accept you to our school and we will take your $60,000, which honestly makes me laugh. Like, I think higher education is so beautiful, but the college system itself is a scam. If I could encourage anybody to not take out debt and to just like honestly learn through life, I would, unless you want to be a doctor or a dentist or something that requires a physical degree. And they put us in this system that constantly makes us feel not good enough from such a young age.
Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser, so that you and me can puff on with plant-based ingredients, an organic base, natural aromas, and non-addictive formulas. Because honestly, fuck nicotine. And join the fuck nicotine movement with me. My absolute favorite Ripple that I puff on almost every day in my car is The Dream. It's lavender, valerian, and jojoba seed. This helps me with stress relief and relaxation. And I genuinely think that anyone who is addicted to nicotine should try Ripple. It's a British startup owned and operated by a brother and sister duo with a mission to get the world off of nicotine, one plant-powered puff at a time. And I'm going to give you guys 15% off with the code, all caps, skinny dipping. All caps, skinny dipping. For 15% off your order. I don't know how long this is going to be available, so go check it out right now. It's going to be linked in the description. Buy Ripple. It genuinely could change your life. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am genuinely the most proud of my relationship with myself. I feel like I finally see all the work that I've been putting into myself paying off, and I am just genuinely so proud of myself, and it would not have happened without therapy. My habits have changed, the way that I view myself has changed, and I genuinely think that everybody needs to be in therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, and all you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at literally any time with no additional charge. Become your own soulmate in this lifetime, whether you're looking for it or not. Visit betterhelp.com/skinnydipping to get 10% off your first month. It's also going to be linked in the description. That's betterhelp, help.com/skinnydipping. I was put into an advanced class in elementary school. This is when I'm in kindergarten. So that means another five classrooms were not the advanced classes. How do you think that makes those kids feel? And even for me, being in an advanced class at a young age, it made me think, oh, well, if I'm smart, then I get to be special. If I do really well and I appease the teacher and I get to stay in this class, then I get to be seen and special and classified as that. When in fact, I didn't have to do anything to be special or unique, because me living in my own authentic energy from a young age, as kids do, was the only thing that I truly needed. And I think when we look at our parents' generation, they have taught us that, you know, it's the Industrial Revolution, really. Like, they are impacted by the World War and the Industrial Revolution, and that has created this emphasis on productivity and how if you just work hard enough, then the system will reward you. But the thing that I think our generation is learning, and even the generation below mine, I'm 24, about to be 25, by the way, is that if you play in the system will play you. But if you learn to work outside the system and you go against the system and you actually play the system, then you will actually find financial independence and abundance and wealth and success and security outside of the system. The system promises us, oh, if you just work for us, if you are productive, then we will give you everything. And then they don't. And our generation is realizing it's up to us to create our own path. And in that comes releasing the shame and the guilt that comes with going against the ideals that we were taught, because we were taught that we need to do all these things and play within the system to get a certain reward, whether that reward is security for our family or a home. It's literally a joke. Being a homeowner in this economy is such a struggle for anybody who is working under the system that they said was going to promise them the security that they craved, if that makes sense. And it's about releasing that programming and knowing that that guilt and that shaming is a programming that is no longer serving us. It's genuinely an outdated programming that we are so ready to release. And awareness is the first step. And burnout is a sign that you are doing too much. Burnout, your body physically begging you to please fucking stop, please fucking take a break, please fucking take a rest, is the first sign that something needs to shift within you. And the thing about shame and guilt is that it is a really good motivator that won't get you anywhere. It won't get you anywhere. Shame and guilt will just have you running yourself in circles, is what I personally realized from my life. And our bodies are built for interdependence. They are built to lean on each other within
a community within a village from an evolutionary standpoint. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, when we lived in small communities and villages, our bodies are built on working within interdependence. And what has happened is we are expected to be so independent, especially in America, especially in Western culture. We are taught that independence is success, when in fact, interdependence is what keeps us from being burnt out. We don't have to do everything on our own. And this productivity guilt and this idea that productivity equals worth is truly built off of this ideal of you can do it all by yourself and you should have to. You should have to be independent. And that is a sign of success. But it is not. We are learning that we are meant to be beings that live within community, beings that live within interdependence. And this interdependence avoids chaos and allows us all to play to our strengths to contribute to the greater good of ourselves and the community and the world. And I hope that we can heal ourselves first so that we can begin to heal our communities and then heal the world and realize, like, we don't have to do it all alone. And the moment that you think you have to do it all alone, you have to realize you are fucking lost, because our soul knows that we are meant to be interdependent beings with each other, because it all comes from this place of like true oneness. The second thing that I want you to realize is that breaking productivity guilt is a radical act. It is a radical act of self-love. It is a radical act of love for the world, because when you begin to show up in a way where you are no longer living in shame, you are no longer living in this productivity guilt. When you do this, you give other people permission to do the same. When you say, I'm allowed to have a rest day. I'm allowed to have multiple rest days. I'm allowed to do nothing. I'm allowed to have low stimulation and low dopamine, and I'm allowed to be successful without being busy, because busy doesn't equal better. Busy doesn't equal better. Do you get that? Because I heard that a couple weeks ago and it completely blew my mind. I heard it for myself. Like, it was a download that came through. I was driving in my car and all of a sudden I just said out loud, busy doesn't equal better. And it clicked for me. It was that transformative, aha, phoenix rising moment where I realized that busy doesn't equal better. And in fact, I can be successful and I can rest. It's both and. I can be successful and I can be wealthy and I can create all this financial independence through interdependence, through relying on others, through giving myself a break, through leaning into releasing stimulation and dopamine, because in fact, it's the stimulation that's really holding us back and creating all this internal dysregulation and chaos, truly. The false stories that we have been told is that by resting or doing nothing and destimulating yourself is quote unquote lazy and it will make you quote unquote unsuccessful. And that's just a lie. Cancel. That is an outdated programming that no longer serves us. So we consciously, with awareness, can choose, okay, I am ready to let this go. And trust me, it took me literally, like, today was such a beautiful moment where I realized I had changed. It's taken me 3 years from the moment when I realized that productivity wasn't my worth, like 3 years ago, to today, to truly embody it, to have that be my new programming, that my worth is inherent. It took time. It takes constant awareness and conscious decision of coming back and breaking the old programmings and acting on the new programmings that you want to impose within yourself. It's creating familiarity with the brain and doing something over and over again until you're like, okay, this is my new normal. This is my new default setting. And that's what I want for you. The shame is placed on us to keep us as worker bees to support the 1%. And that's just not the life that we are living anymore. We are coming into a place where we are ready to uplift other people and the planet and our purpose. That is just, I'm so excited. Genuinely, I'm so excited because it feels like everything's collapsing around us. But I know it's because it's like the rebirth that is happening is just, oh, it brings like tears to my eyes and chills to my body to think about the rebirth that is happening within society. The thing that I always tell myself, one of the programmings that I consciously taught myself was, one, these are it's really good to have programmings that you tell yourself over and over again, because those programmings create familiarity and then hopefully it'll be your new default and normal setting. So the two things that I tell myself is I am inherently worthy. My worth is inherent. And two, I am a human being, not a human doing. And those two things have allowed me to program a new mindset within my brain and create a new familiarity that feels so much more in alignment with my soul's work and soul's purpose, which honestly, I feel like my soul's work works in cycles. Like there are times where I am so in my go-getter mode and I want to be creating and expanding and doing. And there's other times where I am in full rest and integration mode. And each part of the cycle and all the in-betweens hold something so valuable, hold transformation so potent that I would never want to skip the step of rest and integration because it is just as important as the action. Okay, now that we understand the mindset, how are we going to actionably apply this? So the first thing that I want to talk about is understanding making money. The reality is that although we would love to have this mindset, all of us are kind of held back. Some of us, including myself, are held back by the fear of a lack of financial security. And money is a real thing. As humans, we need money to exist. So it makes sense that, you know, we need to put food on the table. We want to have homes to live in. We also want to enjoy our life. We want to be able to go out, have nice meals, travel. Like, we want to do all these things, and they cost money. We are no longer in the bartering system. But I will say, if you have friends to barter with, it's very fun. A lot of my friends here on Maui are always down to barter and do trades, and it genuinely makes me so happy because I love exchanging my gifts for their gifts. I feel like it just makes me feel so connected in that embodiment of interdependence. So the reality is we need money to exist. So I said this earlier, but if you can kind of stay away from any debt in college, if you really need a diploma because you want to be a doctor, go for it. I 100% support you. But if you want to start a business, don't go to college for business. Learn it on your own. If you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to create a product, if you want to have a service, you don't need to go to school to do this. I went to school for 2 years and then I dropped out. I went to school in Canada because I genuinely didn't want to be in debt because America is like $60,000 a year and it's honestly a business for them. It is not about educating young people, in my humble opinion. And I find so many of my friends who are in debt just like struggling extra hard to create financial security because they have this debt weighing over them. So if you can step away from that from the very beginning, that will be so helpful. But if not, this is my advice for you when it comes to money, making money, creating financial abundance. I have always worked for myself. I've always created something out of nothing. I've always monetized my gifts and I personally love it because I feel like for me, it's living in my purpose. I think for some people, it feels really good to go to a job and then be able to go home and not think about it. What I will say is when you own your own business, you think about it literally every moment of every day. It is your baby. It is your child. But I will say that I have found a better balance and I would not trade it for the world. I love working for myself. So the best thing I can offer you is this advice. Learn a high value skill. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinnydipping.
Learn a skill or have a service or create a company that is high value, meaning, you know, an hour with you costs a lot. I personally started out with photography because that's where my passion was. I charge $500 an hour for 1 hour of photography. That is a high value skill. Consulting. Some people do consulting on businesses. You can make $700, $1,000 for like an hour consulting somebody's business. For example, my friend Madison, she is a pole dancer. She started, you know, stripping at a club and then kind of brought in her own artistic representation of pole and turned it into this contemporary dancing pole. And now she teaches girls and she charges like $555 for 6 weeks of classes and then gets 20 girls in the program. And that adds up. I'm teaching people how to podcast. Some of my friends do astrology readings. They've learned how to really become amazing at astrology or really amazing at social media or making content or videos or creating websites. All of these are high value skills that genuinely anyone can learn, but it's about what you are genuinely pulled to and interested in. You can learn to do genuinely anything, but will you be interested in doing anything? No. It's important that you find something that you're interested in, but you don't have to turn your main passion, your main love for life, whether it's singing or dancing, you don't have to turn that into a career because that actually doesn't make a lot of money. The point is we want to get you a high value skill. We want you to be brainstorming a high value skill so that you can begin to charge more for your time. You are not trading your time for money anymore. Now you are trading your skill and your gift for money. And that's why you can make so much more money with a high value skill. And when you do this, it's going to create a lot more financial security and stability, which is going to allow you to rest more, allow you more time off, more time for play, more time for joy. So I want you to message me on Instagram at SundaysKK or at Skinny Dipping Diaries, my two profiles. What is a high value skill that you are interested in picking up? And if you can't think of anything, message me. I will help you. Let's get you a high value skill, babe, because if we can get you this, it's going to create such financial security. The other thing is having a high yield savings account. That's so important. Paying off your fucking credit. Get a credit card. Have good credit. It really does help with everything in life. Setting up a Roth IRA has been so helpful. You can also look into the stock market, ETFs, and savings basically equals money decreasing. If you have money sitting in your bank account, it's actually losing value because dollars are losing value. But if you have it in a high yield savings account or you have it invested in a stock market or an ETF, which an ETF is basically a stock which has a bunch of little funds all combined into one stock, a bunch of different stocks, so it's a lot less risk investing in an ETF. If you can invest your money will grow, even if you just put it into a high yield savings account. But if you have your money, your savings sitting in a bank account, it is losing value. So financial education is huge in beginning to release this productivity guilt because it creates a security and stability within us where we trust ourselves with finances. And truly, I love, who is it? Tori, who does her first 100K, the financial feminist. She has so much amazing information. I heard of this one company called Alinea, A-L-I-N-E-A, and they do investing for women and they help you learn about investing and finances. And educate yourself within finances. I promise it is going to create more financial security, and it's going to be able to relieve this productivity guilt on an actionable level, because we can do the mindset work, but also how can we alleviate the pain of productivity guilt and shame in our life? We can create more financial security and stability and more long-term wealth by investing in ourselves and reinvesting in ourselves. Take note and replay that if you need to hear any of that again. Okay, the second thing is that stability and security is an illusion. That felt so good to say. Truly, nothing is ever secure. You could have the best fucking corporate job. Like, look at all the people at Google or Facebook who, you know, had this tech job that they had looked forward to their entire life. They went to school for it. They thought they were so secure. They were so set for life. And then, you know, things happen. Companies go bankrupt. They lose money. They make cuts and they cut people. They fire people. People who have your most secure jobs with, you know, health and medical and all that good stuff and whatever it is. And, you know, it never is secure. And honestly, for me, I felt a lot of security working for myself and creating my own wealth, because it's made me realize that no one can lay me off. Yeah, sure. Some months I have months where I go off, I ball out, I make a ton of money. And other months I like make nothing. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm stressed out. And it fluctuates. Yes, that is something that happens, but I've created such security within myself. And also I've become comfortable in knowing that security and stability is an illusion, and you can lose anything at any moment, and you can also gain anything at any moment. And that's just being human and being in living this human experience in life. And the truth is that in the material world, in the physical world, that security and stability is an illusion. The quicker that you can accept that, the quicker that you will be free from that illusion. And what I've realized is that security comes from within. And it doesn't matter how productive I used to be, because I was insecure, because I felt insecure within myself, because I lacked emotional stability, because I lacked emotional confidence and also self-trust and self-respect. No matter how productive I was or no matter how much money I was making, I was never going to feel that stability, because stability comes from within. It comes from destimulating yourself, actually. It comes from sitting in silence and getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. It comes from sitting in no stimulation or having a day that has no dopamine and getting through it without making yourself feel like shit. And you're like, wow, I love myself regardless of what I'm doing, because I'm a human being, not a human doing. And my worth is fucking inherent. So the main way that I have cultivated this inner security and inner stability is through meditation, spending time with myself, reflecting through journaling on my programmings, my limiting beliefs, and seeing the places where I lack trust within myself, questioning it, and then learning how to reprogram it and choose differently and act differently. The second thing that I do, the actionable step, is to create a web of chosen family or real family. Because when you have a web of people who have your back, who you are interconnected with, who you are interdependent with, not codependent, that's different, relying on someone in that way, but interdependence, working together with people that you love in the world. When you create that web, you know that even if you fall, you will be caught. And that's why it is so important to create and nurture the web of people around you, knowing that the connections you have, you never know what's going to happen in life. You never know when you're going to get hit with tragedy and grief and loss and pain and heartache. You never know. So it's so important to have your team, to have your people, so you know that if you fall, that you have that web, that net there to cut you, and they are your net. And for me, that creates such deep stability, because I know I may be lost, I may be confused, but you know what? I have my best friends, some of them that I've had since I was like 11 years old, other new people in my life who I've loved for the past couple years, and we've created this deep bond, or my partner or my parents or people on the internet that I've become close with and become my best friends. It's like, nurture the relationships of the people that are going to be able to be a net when you need them. That's not to rely on them 100%, because no one is responsible for you. But at the same time, both and, you deserve to have people you can rely on. And that will create this deeper stability within you. And all other stability outside of that truly is an illusion, because everything is impermanent. Okay, the third thing that I need you to do in order to get over this productivity guilt is to wake up from this social media comparison. It is ruining your fucking life to be looking at everybody else and seeing what they're doing. You know, when I post on my stories and I like show myself at a waterfall, half the time, not even half the time, 90% of the time I went like the week before and now I'm just posting. Social media is an illusion, and if you take it as reality, you will be very lost in the sauce and you will be very confused. And comparison creates this productivity guilt because we think, oh, everyone else is doing something so cool with their lives and I'm just not doing something cool enough with my life, and everybody else is so successful. Everyone else is posting their successes, babe, but they're not posting the days where they are sobbing in their room, not feeling good enough. You have to understand that social media is an illusion, and the further you can get from it, the more you can spend time off of it and spend more time in the present in your current life with real people, you will realize that none of that is real, and everyone is going through their own struggles, and everyone has their darkness, just some people are better at hiding it than others. It's genuinely not real, and my favorite actionable way to get off my phone is I use Opal. This is not an ad. I would love for them to work with me, but it actually keeps me off my phone. Opal, like the jewel, O-P-A-L. It genuinely keeps me off my phone. Better than any other app that I've experienced, and this has really helped me because I way rather be a creator than a consumer on this internet space. And I would love, even though I love you watching me, I'd rather you create and live your life rather than keep consuming and only consume the content that makes you feel truly lit up. And if you need to unfollow some people or mute some people, it's okay. Do what you need to do. Because the jealousy is taking you away from your present life and you're forgetting to realize that there's so much magic in the mundane and you have something so special going on for you and something so unique to you, and no one else could be living this life that you do, and you don't want somebody else's life. You don't know what they're going through, and their life, especially if they post a lot on social media, probably isn't as perfect as you think. So we're moving away from that jealousy. And we're using social media to be inspired. That is the goal here. But if you can't separate it, if you can't separate the comparison and the feeling like you're not doing enough because other people are doing so much more and they're sharing all this, then just get off of it. Delete your apps. Take a detox, please. Get off the fucking apps and use Opal or something to take daily breaks, or literally just delete your apps. Like, I swear to God, it'll change your life. Stop living in social media. It is not real. It is not real. And you can't judge yourself or compare yourself to somebody else's highlight reel. I know everyone always says that, but I will say it again. The fourth thing that I want you to realize, and this kind of has to do with the social media thing, is that focus is currency, especially in this age of social media. Where our focus and attention goes is our currency. It holds our power. So I want you to question yourself, where is my focus today? Where do I intentionally and where do I consciously want to put my focus? Because focus is my currency. Focus is my superpower. So turn your attention and your focus to you. What do you need? What would light you up? And sometimes that means fucking resting or fucking doing nothing or giving yourself a break or allowing yourself to trust fall a little bit into the fears of lack of financial security or lack of just inner emotional security. Fall, trust, fall. And when you pass that threshold of fear, you will grow so fucking deeply. It's so, so, so important to put the focus back onto yourself. And I would highly recommend picking up some sort of passion, some sort of hobby that you do just for you. And you do it because either it makes you feel sexy or it makes you feel strong or it makes you feel capable. And you're doing it to prove it to yourself that you can, not because you need to show it to anybody, not because you need to prove to anybody else that you're good enough. You're doing it because you're like, oh, I love myself. I love myself. So I want to do something that's fun. I want to do something that's joyful. I want to do something that makes me feel strong and confident or sexy or capable or whatever it is. I'm going to invest time into that. And outside of work and outside of friends and outside of even your spiritual practice, you need to do something that's just fun. You need to have some more fun because joy is the fuel to life. It is what makes life worth living. For me, I've been doing pole and it's had me crossing so many thresholds in my strength, in my physical body strength, my emotional strength, moving past fear blockages that I never thought that I would move past. I have such a big fear of putting my head towards the ground and now I can go upside down on the pole. And that has made me feel so confident and sexy and powerful and strong. And I'm so glad that I picked up something that is just for me, that I'm not doing because I want to make money off of it. I'm not doing it because I want to appear a certain way. I'm not doing it because my friends want to do it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel joyful. It makes me feel excited about life. So I want you to ask yourself, this is your little homework assignment. What can I pick up? What can I learn? What can I dive into? What can I explore and get curious about that is going to make me truly feel joy? That is going to make me feel capable? That is honestly going to kind of push me maybe in ways that I thought that I couldn't handle, that I know now that I can, so that I can feel proud of myself in that way? What can you pick up? It doesn't have to be something easy to be fun, to be joyful. Actually, something that is a little challenging and pushes us past thresholds are the things that teach us the most in life, are the things that are going to create the most joy, because we're like, damn, I am so proud of myself for doing this. I never thought I could do this before. So your homework assignment is to figure out what that could be for you. Get curious with yourself, check in, see what lights you up. If you see somebody doing something and it sparks curiosity within you, it sparks this little like, ooh, light bulb moment, dive into it. There's something there. Your intuition knows. Your body responds because it knows. That spark that you feel is a sign that there is a little something there for you to explore. I love recording in the night. I just love recording. It's literally midnight right now. I love recording when the world is silent, so that I can listen to the channeling that needs to come through from the universe. And just, yeah, I just love this time with you guys. I'm so grateful for you. The last thing that I want to talk about is to force yourself to do less. If you can begin to destimulate yourself and cutting away from that toxic dopamine of likes or validation, and you can get to the good dopamine like sunshine and laughter with friends and dancing under the moonlight and getting in bodies of water. If you can replace fake dopamine with real dopamine and you can begin to destimulate and accept being not stimulated. Can you actually spend time not being stimulated? Because it's actually really hard for our generation, I have noticed. And even older generations, like, everyone's addicted to their fucking phones, and it's making us like so used to being so stimulated that when we are in a lack of stimulation, we feel like we are in a lack of ourselves. We feel like we are lacking our identity in some sort of way because we are no longer tied to this stimulation and this act of like doing and doing and going and going. And what I really love is when the biggest thing that really has allowed me to get rid of this productivity guilt and to begin to get rid of this productivity shame, because guilt is feeling bad about what you did, but shame is feeling bad about who you are. What I've realized is the biggest thing that has allowed me to release this productivity guilt and shame is doing less, doing nothing, getting comfortable with destimulating myself. Doing a stimulation detox will change your life, and just like loving the parts of yourself that want to fucking do nothing and be lazy. Like, I genuinely love that part of myself so much because she has taught me that I am so worthy of love no matter what I do or what I produce or like how busy I am, because busy is not better, and I am a human being, not a human doing. Guys, this was such a fun episode, and I hope that you apply all these things to begin releasing productivity guilt while also realizing that it is a journey and a process, and I hope you've got some transformative, phoenix-like, burning aha moments where things are clicking for you today. DM me at Sundays KK or at Skinny Dipping Diaries if that is what is the case and you feel that way. But also know it's okay if you need time to integrate. I took 3 years to integrate this, so I'm sure you can take a couple weeks or a couple years, whatever you need. Listen to your body. It is all unfolding truly divinely. And if this episode was helpful in any way, share it on your Instagram story or share it with a friend right now, because it really helps me out when you share. It allows us to spread all this good information. It allows us to spread the message that we are inherently worthy, which is the main message that I want to get across in Skinny Dipping. If you made it this far, I fucking love you. I fucking love you. I'm so grateful for you. And I cannot wait to hear what your downloads are. So message me your downloads, share. And I would love for you to join the Soul in Progress community. If you want to see the video and watch this again and see my cute little face, you can go ahead and join that below. Everything is going to be linked in the description. And also, we're going to do another round of podcast camp for you future professional podcasters out there. So the waitlist for that will also be below. I love you guys. You are inherently fucking worthy, and you don't have to do, be, or achieve anything to be it. You just are. You just are worthy. I fucking love you. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.